strategies going forward.
Bayer's carbon and nitrogen programs are expanding to cover wider areas and more crops. Bayer agronomist Tyler Williams says the expanded eligibility has provided more opportunities for producers to help their sustainability and their bottom lines.
We're rolled up to 28 states now, and it's up to 12 crops. And so really kind of expanding the opportunities geographically as well as within the farm system of what works for a farmer. Eligibility has always been one of those things. It's like, oh, I'm not eligible, right? And a lot of times it's crop rotation or location. And so we've really opened that up to hopefully fit a lot of operations. We've also dipping our toe a little bit into our nitrogen management program. Right now we're rolling it out that if someone signs up in our program for no-till, strip-till, or cover crops on corn in particular, they can use a nitrification inhibitor and reduce some of their nitrogen use, and they could get paid a per-acre payment for that as well. So,
side benefit of the programs is helping farmers with crop rotation and entering new crop markets.
So we have always had corn, soybeans, and wheat, and so we added sorghum, rye, millet, dry beans, peas, lentils, chickpeas, and then barley. Yeah, so we've added a number of the grasses as well as the legumes, which really helps some of those operations that kind of rotate to that, you know, every few years, just kind of pull something in when the market hits. And so, the systems are getting better at enabling more crops and enabling more farms, and I think that's only a good thing.